I'm going to just say MSing About Productions presents MSing About, a podcast about nothing. I'm Ian Hayden. I'm an award-winning comedy writer who happens to have MS, and I'm sitting across from Katrina Christensen. Hello.
Bonjour. Hello.
Bonjour. Hello.
How are you?
I'm fine. Katrina's a singer and a pianist and a carer and a train driver. And she knows the website of our sponsor, Solid Sleep, Australia's number one manufacturer of adjustable beds, and they are at
www.solidsleep.com.au.
Now, I was thinking, what do I know about? I was trying to think of something to hang the next podcast series off, rather than just making it about nothing.
Right, yeah, okay, well, that's probably a good idea. Could so what be. Did you come up with? Anything good?
Well, I know about
MS. Am I in it?
Well, yeah, I think so.
Oh, good.
I know about MS, but that gets boring.
Yes, well, you do go on and on about it.
And I've travelled a lot, but that's boring.
Yes,
unless we're sharing stories of the same place.
Yeah,
well,
yes,
it's sort of boring.
And I don't think we've been really anywhere that
and
is
even
the same.
Then, no.
Best we can probably talk about is what wine we've drunk.
Oh, that could be it. That could be the angle.
History. Maybe. Ooh. Maybe we need to have a wine
the weekend,
while we're doing the podcast.
The weekend wine warrior, and we'll sit down there and wind our way through a bottle or six.
And we could whine about it too.
I know, but you'll get drunk. I don't want to play with that. I've never seen you drunk. It may not be pretty.
No, look, it can get messy.
So I started thinking.
Oh, yes, that's right. We digress. What were we talking about? New topic. Something about nothing.
I'm trying to think.
It's not about nothing.
What I'm passionate about, because I read somewhere that it's easy to talk and write about what you're passionate about.
Right. Okay. And that would be?
I don't know. Well, two of my past fun things that I was passionate about was playing pool and scuba diving. And I can't do either of them anymore, so I'm not passionate about them anymore.
Okay.
And nor would they have made a good podcast.
Yeah, right. Yeah, maybe the pool.
No.
I'm not into neither, so anyway.
No, I know, so I thought... Oh,
no,
right.
That sounds wrong. I'm not into either, not neither.
But then I thought...
You can cut that out later.
This is up in the top bit. I already said...
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I'm a writer.
You are a writer. And a very good writer.
Well, thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
Well, I've made a living out of writing pretty much all my adult life.
Yes.
So I'm thinking, have we got a series in giving tips on how to write? Because you've written things.
I have. Not as many as you. And probably not as good as what you've written.
Oh, no, you're saying
no,
good.
I've dabbled, yes.
You've dabbled.
I have.
You're writing a novel.
I am writing a novel.
You see, you're my...
I'm a bit embarrassed about what I'm writing.
No, you're my target audience,
though. It's saucy.
Oh.
Which you don't do saucy.
Are you up to 15 Shades of Grey yet?
I've never read that book and I haven't seen the movie.
No.
I probably should read it, to get some tips on.
Is it that type of book?
Oh, no, it's not that type of book. It's just a romance novel, but...
Romance is a genre.
You've got to have that.
Romance is a genre.
Yes,
we might have. We might pick on that.
Yeah.
Because that's what I was going to... I started jotting down... See, I've always pigeonholed myself as a comedy writer.
Yes.
And then I started jotting down. I've scribbled heaps of stuff. I've written novels.
Yeah, right.
So I can give a few tips on that.
Okay, check.
I've sold and published poems. So,
poetry
is a genre. Now, you'll probably join me in this. I see poetry without... You put music to poetry, it's called lyrics.
Yes, and I've written many of those.
Yes, you've written lots of songs, so
you
can actually help me on how to write a song.
Yes.
We could even head over to the piano if we need to put music to it.
We could.
Look, it's not that far away. Look, she's stretching.
Oh. It's really out of tune.
Well, yes, all right.
Maybe I might bring the keyboard.
But, well, we could do that.
I've
done 7 albums with my mate Dave.
Yeah.
So we've done a few, and there's Television Land. I've written sitcoms and award nights. And well, here we can find something. I've done sketch comedy and political satire, finance, travel, lifestyle. I've had a book published on travel.
I've got a copy.
I've got a biography published.
Have you really?
I've written a memoir.
Wow.
So there's lots of genres. I've written stage shows.
Okay.
And a panto.
I've written a breakup text.
A breakup text.
Does that count? I've written a few of them.
Oh, right.
What genre is that? Romance.
It probably comes under social media.
Social media.
I've written websites.
There you go.
I've written hundreds of blogs.
Yeah, right.
And that's a different
thing. So I would actually think then, with all of that experience, that you actually might have some knowledge to impart on others.
I reckon.
Me being one of them.
Well, we could.
I think we should.
And I don't want to start with a novel. Or maybe we do, I don't know.
We could even start with, because one of the experiences, which I think I've told you about, was I went to a writing course.
Well, okay.
it was not so much a course, it was just a one-day writing tip sort of session. And we went down, it was based in a coffee shop, and so we all got a coffee, and we were given a sentence to start with it, and we had to work on that sentence. And I've got this writing somewhere, and I'm going to find it for you. Maybe we could
dig it out.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I used to. I'm going to do a bit more bragging because I lectured at the Australian Film, Television, and Radio School.
Wow!
And then I had a little scribe tribe when I lived in Vanuatu of writers. We'd meet once a week, and we'd give each other a story starter, like the first line.
That's it, yes.
And we'd go away, and then we'd come back the next week, and instead of a book club, we'd look at each other's writing. And
well, it was like, for me, that experience was really good because it taps into your imagination. We were only given like 3 minutes to write this.
I'm going to give you one.
Okay.
We talked about MS being boring.
We did. Well, I didn't say that.
No, my first sentence is, his wheelchair was getting wetter and wetter. Now,
yes,
you could take that. He could be on the Titanic. He'd be on a mate's fishing boat. He could be out just trying to get down the main street in a storm. He could be in the Lismore floods.
He could be.
Could be incontinent.
He could have just left it out in the rain.
Yeah, I know. But
see, now that's where we need to
build
on that. That's it. So someone who doesn't have the imagination of the first examples that you gave, but comes to you with that's a building block that we can then go, okay, so let's, you know, what's the reason why he's out in the rain?
Okay.
And as you said, he's on the Titanic or he's caught in the floods.
Look around, something like the embroidered cushion that's over there on the lounge. What was Grandma thinking when she made that?
That's it. What was she thinking? She was probably She probably was doing...
Is this Grandma's story?
It could be.
Well, I could, use the cushion as the... And then you've got tips and things on... Do you write in first person, second person, or third person?
That's it. Or do you break the fourth wall, which is an acting thing?
Mm. I've broken the fourth wall in a novella, and we could talk about that.
I've done it in print. That's the words.
Well, no, it's never been done in print, but I've done it.
There you go. Okay.
I've done it in television.
Right.
And I've done it on stage.
Okay.
I like the fourth wall. That's when you involve the audience directly.
Absolutely. Yes. Yeah.
And then I've got, I was thinking documentaries and commercials, television and radio commercials. I've written some of them.
Okay.
And I've got a commercial here from 1957 that has probably the worst tagline I've ever heard in
a
commercial. Yes.
All right, well, we better listen to it.
When the bells ring in 1957, the Australian Road Safety Council urges you to make your resolution. Drive for road happiness.
You strive for road happiness. There you are. Welcome back. Did you...
That could be used, in a campaign for road rage.
Yeah. But that's an important part of writing. Like, I listened to a Toyota commercial on the telly yesterday.
Right.
And it is so well written, oh, what a feeling Toyota, that they don't even put in the "Oh, What a Feeling" now. They just put the tune and you sing it for them.
You do, don't you? Oh, what a feeling, yeah. Toyota.
So, and that's a part of writing. And a log line is a very important part of writing. I think that I do that first up.
Yeah, just going back to the commercial, yeah. though, it's really knowing your target audience. And I think as a writer, that's really important to know, well, who am I writing for?
Yeah.
Who is my audience? And who's going to be reading this book? And what are they wanting?
Yeah, so, can I just interrupt you? Yeah, so who am I writing for in a commercial? Apparently, you're not trying to sell the actual Toyota. In a bank ad, you're not selling the bank, you're selling a habit.
Yeah.
And once you buy your first Toyota, chances are you'll take it back and trade it in for another Toyota. Mm. So you're buying a lifetime of spend out of that person.
Mm.
And I still go to the same bank that I first went
to.
Well,
because you're loyal.
Yeah.
Yes.
As long as they do the right thing, they've got you for life.
That's it. You're buying a brand. You're buying an emotion sometimes.
So they're not appealing to old people like me. They're after someone new to... get your first car as a Toyota.
Well, and then there's the family because they've got the family car and they're selling a lifestyle. So a lot of these ads that you see for cars, the people are out doing a lifestyle. They're out, you know, in the four-wheel drive. They're going four-wheel driving or, you know, the one with the couple that have separated and they don't do the things
with the
anymore
Toyota.
With the Toyota.
Well, they get joint custody of the Toyota Hilux.
She's going fishing and he wants to go fishing and all of a sudden they're coming back together. Can I drive?
I hate that ad.
Because they've lost the lifestyle that they had. So.
Yeah, and she looks lovingly at the empty seat when she's driving, missing the good times.
Yeah, that's it. So, That's good branding.
But that's
good
writing. That is good writing.
Yeah, of course it is, yeah.
And you've only got 30 seconds to...
to catch
to write a movie.
Sell
so
it.
That's a clever.
Yeah, hook them in.
Yeah, so I think commercials, we could get a whole podcast out of writing commercials. There's a lot of little tricks.
I really like this idea, Ian. I'm excited. I think we should really break it down for the listener, and I'm sure that you've probably got a multitude of ideas.
Well, I do.
Maybe
and,
could help
and I was thinking,
write.
I don't see my role as being a teacher.
Okay.
I see my role being a facilitator.
Love it.
And I'll tell you and anyone who wants to know what I do and what little tricks I do, and they might work for you. But you know who the best teacher of writing is?
No, who?
The person themselves, because right. You've got to sit down and write and learn how to write characters. We're talking about music where you've got to turn up and do your scales and practice.
It is practicing.
That's what writing is.
It is.
I mean, we're talking now. That's the same as writing.
Absolutely. We're throwing ideas out. We're talking about it, discussing it, thinking about our audience.
And you've got to talk. Yeah, you've got to work out who your audience is and what you can get away with, what you're passionate about. And really, writing is a bit like sitting around a dinner table, a dinner party, and... entertaining the troops a bit and telling them a story.
But can I also interject there as well? Because a good writer
researches.
And that's really
and
important.
And rewrites and edits.
Absolutely.
Okay,
yes.
So at this dinner party, I'm only going to talk about what I know about.
All right. Is there any wine at this dinner
There's
party?
There's wine, yeah.
Am I invited?
But see, you're invited. But
okay.
the difference being...
Yes.
You don't get to actually edit what you've rambled on about at the dinner party. But if you've engaged those people and they've enjoyed the story, that's the same as engaging someone in a book or a short story.
And that's the thing, isn't it? Like, you know, we were talking about the commercials and you've only got 30 seconds to catch that customer or catch that viewer. And to me, like, I'm at the age now where I don't have time to waste on something that doesn't grab me within that first chapter. And, you know, if I think, oh, look, I'll give it a second just in case, but if by that I'm not there, I'm gone.
There's a whole thing in that.
Rubbish writing.
How to write your good first line.
Yeah, your first line, your
first
sentence,
paragraph.
Your first paragraph.
Yep.
Yeah, your first stanza, depending on what you're doing.
I've actually jotted something down here that I really liked.
Okay. This is your writing.
Well, we're talking about music.
Okay,
right?
Yes.
And I was comparing, well, the creative part of your brain is your instrument that you're going to learn here.
Okay.
So rather than learning the scales on a piano, you're going to learn how to... structure a plot or a character or a storyline or whatever. And I read this thing, it's by a bloke by the name of Gary Provost. He died in 1995,
right.
But this was still valid, and it really hit me. Okay, he wrote, "This sentence has five words. Here are five more words. Five-word sentences are fine. The several together become monotonous. Listen to what is happening. The writing is getting boring. It's the sound of it drones. It's like a stuck record. The ear demands some variety." Then he wrote, "Now listen, I vary the sentence length and I create music. Music, the writing sings. It has a pleasant rhythm, a lilt, a harmony. I use short sentences. And I use sentences of medium length. And sometimes when I'm certain the reader is rested, I will engage him with a sentence of considerable length, a sentence that burns with energy and builds with all the impetus of a crescendo, the roll of the drums, the crash of the cymbals. Sounds that say, listen to this, it's important. So write with a combination of short, medium and long sentences. Create a sound that pleases the reader's ear. Don't just write words, write music."
Wow.
And that said nothing.
I know. Wow.
Yeah.
It said a lot.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. I like that.
Yeah, so, you know, that gave me tips, and I'm a writer, so I'm not going to go digging into Gary. I've got lots of stuff I've written, and lots of little tricks and things.
All right, and do we have a name for this podcast?
Oh,
before you give it away, have you registered it?
No.
Okay, well then we'll give it away once it's registered.
No. Well, we're
right.
Still tossing it up. We were.
Okay.
We thought about the right stuff. It's spelled R-I-T-E. The mm-hmm. right stuff. Well, I told you I've had one called the Scribe Tribe. That was a bit dull.
You know, when I hear the right stuff, you got the right stuff, baby.
The trouble is, someone has written a book called The Right Stuff, and she wrote it for classroom teachers on how to teach writing. So,
yeah, right.
And there's the one I quite like is Right Now,
mm-hmm.
called
like
Call to Action, Right Now.
Right Now.
Right on.
Write it.
Write.
Right you are.
Right you are. I think right now. Anyway, we'll find out. We'll keep it a secret until we die. I reckon we should give this a bit of a crack.
Absolutely. Let's give it a whirl. I'm excited. This is something new for us.
Something new.
Something that's actually something and not nothing.
And we'll put it out there under whatever we call the right thing.
All right, well, stay tuned. We'll keep you informed. We'll let you know.
Well, thank you for that chat.
Oh, you're very welcome. That was great. I had a great time. But I think we need to go and find a wine.
All right, then. And we'll write a bit later then.
Oh, look at you go. All right.
Okay.
Bye, Gio.
Bye, then.
Hello.